I don't like the shock collars because I got one for my dog to try to keep her, like, in and try to make her shut up, too.
Mm-hmm.
Well, they don't work.
Are you talking about the ones that go off when you bark, specifically?
No, there are also ones that you can also help, like, try to keep them in the yard if they start running off.
Yeah, you have, like, the fence, the electrical fence hooked up.
Don't have that. It's basically just a shock collar. And, yeah, if you want to zap them because they're running off and they're not listening to you, you can just do that.
But, oh, like remote control.
Yeah, those.
Okay.
Because it doesn't work. Either my dog has too thick of hair or something, because we put that thing on one. It has 10 settings, and we switched it all the way to 10, and she acted like a bug was on her.
God.
Maybe she's just really stubborn.
I really don't know, but it was pathetic.
So the remote control ones don't work. Well, the guy earlier said that the regular, like the ones that sense when the dog's barking and go off,
yeah, tend to work okay. That's what I heard.
So maybe that would be a better deal. The remote control one sounds like more fun, though.
Yeah.
Good toy.
They do work. They do work.
Well, we appreciate,
I've heard, but not on my dog.
Well, we appreciate the call, all right?
All right, bye.
Stooks in the morning, what do you think?
I think the dogs will just stop barking eventually, and until then you'll just have to suffer. I don't know. I've got dogs, and they bark all night long. I can't hear them, but other people in my house can. But I don't know how to stop them. They're barking at coyotes and stuff. And I don't have to worry about neighbors because my closest neighbor is like half a mile away.
Yeah. Well, yeah, that doesn't count if you can't be heard, you know?
Yeah. Well, we've tried the shock collar. Well, not for barking, but we tried it on one of my dogs because she chases cars.
Uh-huh.
And it never seem to affect her, so I don't know how well the shock collars would really work.
Is this the remote control one, too?
Yeah.
Okay. Our last caller said the same thing.
It sucked. But I don't know about the whole barking thing. I just know they bark at the coyotes. That's what my dogs do. But until then, I don't know how to keep them from barking. I figured they'd just wear themselves out eventually and stop barking.
Would you get annoyed if somebody put up a little thing that sends out the sound waves to shut the dog up?
Yeah, I don't think I'd want anybody to do that because it'd be annoying to them, and it might hurt, you know, it would hurt their ears or something. I mean, how would somebody like it if somebody made some annoying sound and it bothered you? You know, like the singing lady or something from Harry Potter in the third one where she was singing and she was trying to break the glass? That'd be kind of annoying all the time. Is that what it sounds like to the dogs?
Who knows? One day I need to get into a dog's brain or something and see what's up.
I don't know. I think it'd be really annoying. It wouldn't be something I'd want to do, so I don't know if I'd want to do it to a dog.
I gotcha. Well, cool. We appreciate the call, right?
Uh-huh.